Welcome, everyone, to the Montreal Alouettes season preview call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Olivier Poulin. Please go ahead.
Patrick, bonjour tout le monde. Hello everyone. Bienvenue à l'aperçu de la saison 2018 des Alouettes de Montréal. Welcome to the CFL season preview teleconference series featuring the Montreal Alouettes. With us on the call this afternoon, avec nous cet après-midi, le directeur général, the general manager, Kavis Reed, et l'entraîneur-chef, the head coach, Mike Sherman. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Reed for opening remarks. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I would first like to say that this has been a tremendously exciting offseason for the Montreal Alouettes Football Club. The offseason started with the tremendous hire of Coach Mike Sherman, who has done a tremendous job of assembling a dynamic coaching staff, and throughout the offseason, conducted meetings that have put us on the right path with a direction that we feel confident will have success on the field. Our offseason started with early meetings in January with the entire staff, where we set forth the plan for the year, namely having the coaching staff and the scouting department plot out our free agency and our draft needs. We feel very confident that with their input, we were able to address some of our glaring needs and needs that will be foundational for us moving forward. We are very excited by the draft that is upcoming. The number one overall pick has been a challenge, but our staff, coaches, and scouts alike have done a tremendous job of working together to make certain that we have narrowed down the list to four to five possible candidates. We understand that in this day and age, going younger and having a more versatile roster is very important. There are pieces that we will be adding continuously to make certain that we continue to address our age and become more youthful. Addressing two players, Nick Lewis and Chip Cox, a lot have been said about those two gentlemen. We're in constant communication with those two. They have yet to fully make a decision. We expect that something will be forthcoming very shortly. We are finally, I'm very pleased to say that our mini camp was a success. A success for two reasons. Coach Sherman and his staff got an opportunity to work on the field together. They showed tremendous chemistry. They showed a vision to the players that translated into an exciting and very competitive mini camp. Our quarterbacking situation became a little bit more clear and will continue during the preseason. We're very confident that Coach Sherman and his staff will do an outstanding job in selecting who will lead us forward in 2018 and excited about the year to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. Patrick will be opening it up for questions. Just a note for media, where you're asked to register for all questions, including your follow-ups, by pressing star one. So we'll quickly move you up to the queue if we see that you have a follow-up question that appears on the list. En tant que média, vous enregistrez pour toutes vos questions, incluant les questions suivies. On va s'arranger pour vous faire retrouver le haut de la liste de questions enregistrées le plus rapidement possible. Patrick, over to you with instructions.
Thank you, merci. We'll now take questions from the telephone line. Allons maintenant passer à la période de questions. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. Si vous utilisez un téléphone main libre, s'il vous plaît, suivez le combiné avant d'effectuer votre sélection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Si vous désirez poser une question, veuillez s'il vous plaît appuyer sur les touches étoile 1 de votre téléphone à clavier. If at any time you wish to cancel the question, you may press the pound sign. Vous pouvez à tout moment annuler votre question en appuyant sur le dièse. Please press star 1 at this time. If you have a question, s'il vous plaît appuyez sur étoile 1 maintenant pour poser une question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Il y aura un court délai permettant de vous enregistrer dans la file d'attente pour la période de questions. Thank you for your patience. Merci de patienter. The first question is from Dan Ralph from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Kavis, I'm wondering, on Thursday, what are the chances are that you're going to be announcing the first pick overall in the draft? And by that, I mean, is the pick available for a potential trade, or are you committed to keeping it?
Yeah, Coach Sherman and I, with the coaching staff and scouts, just got off a meeting since 8 o'clock, and we're open to whatever is going to make the Montreal Alouettes a better roster. We have made our decision as to who are the top guys that we have to make the selection. We started the process of contacting the agents to start to negotiate contracts. But if an offer comes to our way that will allow us to improve our roster in the short and long term, we would entertain it.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Chris Schultz from TSM. Please go ahead.
Kavis, question for Coach Sherman. Coach, how did this all come about for you in terms of your hire with Montreal? Did Kavis contact you? Did you see the opportunity? Because your resume is pretty impressive with Green Bay, Texas A&M, your background in American football. How did the whole process come together? And did it take you significant time to make a decision, or did you just jump on it when the opportunity came?
Well, I get a phone call from my son-in-law, who's a quarterback coach for the Los Angeles Rams, and said someone from the Canadian Football League, he thought it was the Montreal Alouettes, was trying to get in touch with me or wanted to get in touch with me, would be okay to give out my number. So I said, yeah, good, that's fine. And so Davis, in turn, was the recipient of that number. He called me, asked me about it, and I said, you know, I really don't think so. I don't think it's I can do that at this time, maybe some other time, and so forth and so on. Well, it kind of went back and forth. He'd call me every 2 weeks and ask me if I was interested. Those of you that know Kavis Reed, he's a very persistent individual, and it was no less than that in regard to me. Finally, he said, can I come up to Boston and pick your brain about some things, seeing though you've been a general manager before? I said, sure. You pay for dinner, you can come up. So he came. We sat down, had dinner. I had a chance to meet him a little bit more, talk to him. Still was not involved in the job, per se. We talked about some of the people and the quality candidates he was talking to, which there were a number of them. And then that was over with, and then finally he kept being persistent and calling me, and I finally had never mentioned it to my wife because she's a big player here. She's been with me 37 years throughout my career, most of the time married for 34 years, and well, maybe it's 33, I kind of forget, but she's not in the room, so that's not a problem. Anyways, he called me again. He said, how about if you just come up and meet ownership, and we'll put this in a rest. I won't bother you anymore. So I said, sure. So I get on the plane. I go up there. I meet ownership. Was very much impressed with them and their commitment to making the Montreal Alouettes the very best organization it could possibly be. I really enjoyed the back and forth conversation that we had, and it really impressed me that they have a love and passion for Montreal and also Montreal Alouettes. So I said, okay, this part's pretty good. Then I spent time with Kavis, and also spent time with our president, and I started swinging over the other way. I came home, and my wife said, what'd you think? I said, well, you really don't want me to take another job. She said, well, you're only 5 hours away. Plus, I think she was getting tired of having me around the house, so that might have something to do with it. But she said, I think you ought to do it. You seem like you've been anxious for something like this to come along. It's in your blood. Why don't you go do this? So when she gave me the green light, and it's the only time in my career that she's ever told me to go do something like this, I decided to do it and hit the ground running, and we haven't stopped since. We've really worked hard to try to get to this point with our staff, our players. The draft coming up is very exciting, and we're really looking forward to it. There's a lot of good Canadian football players out there. It's a credit to the colleges in Canada that are teaching these kids the techniques they need to be able to play at this level. So I'm very excited about the draft coming up. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts and a long story. That's the gist of how I ended up in Montreal.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Dan Rolfe from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Kavis again, if I may. Can you take a look at the draft class, Kavis, and sort of tell me in broad strokes where the strengths are and basically who are some of the better prospects?
Yeah, so three positions really stand out in terms of quality depth: the offensive line, the linebacking core, and the defensive backfield core. Not to say that there isn't quality in the other position, but the depth and quality in those three positions really stand out. The top guys they tested extremely well. Some of you know I have had opportunities in the NFL and some recent invites to mini camps. So
we feel very strongly that all the positions are solid, but those three positions have the quality depth.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Miguel Dujot from La Presse. Please go ahead, la parole est à vous.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A question for Coach Sherman. Cave has just mentioned that during minicamp, the situation with the quarterbacks became a little clearer. As of today, does any one of them have a leg up on the others to be the starter?
Well, I think it's, I agree with Cavis. What I saw at the minicamp, I couldn't finish the end of it because I had to go to a funeral, but what I saw at the minicamp was that we have quality players at that position. I thought it went extremely well. I was very impressed with how hard they practiced, not just quarterbacks, but quarterbacks and receivers. I was very impressed with our offensive coordinator, Kahari Jones, and the rest of the staff, how they worked so well together. And I would say it was a big plus. But at the same time, with shorts on, without a pass rush, without all the other nuances that come with the game of football, it's hard to evaluate until the lights are on and it's real. And so yes, I do think it was very productive. Yes, I do think guys did step up. But at the same time, playing football in shorts with no pads and no pass rush is a little bit different than it'll be in camp and then in the preseason. So we will know more once we get into the preseason on who our starter will be for 2018.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Frédéric Degg from La Presse Canadienne. Please go ahead, la parole est à vous.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. My question is for Coach Sherman. When we spoke with you back in December, you said that, you know, the men in motion and the 12th player would be some kind of a challenge that you were looking forward to tackle it. How far are you in those two departments, and what have you made up with your in regards to your you know, your play schemes that you're going to be benefiting from this these CFL specific features?
Great question. There's no doubt, after having played American football, coached American football my entire life, I realized coming up to Canada with the 12 player, the width and depth of the field, the motion aspect, the advantages the offensive players get over maybe the defensive players was going to be a challenge. And just like I am in myself as a person, I'm always a work in progress. As a person, I'm a work in progress. As a coach, even though I've spent 37 years doing it, it's constantly every day I wake up and look forward to the challenges of the day. And Canadian football will present some challenges to me as far as learning the game. I think if you talk to Coach Mark Trestman, he felt the same way coming in his first couple of years, that it's constantly a learning process. So I think I'm a quick learner, and I have some really good people around me. And people that I talk to in relationship to the game. It's a very exciting game. The scoring aspect of it really intrigues me. The creativity of the coaches across the league is just amazing. And if you really look and follow the trail that Canadian coaches have left behind, it goes down into the United States to guys like Chip Kelly, also goes to a lot of other offensive coaches. In relationship to the read option, the RPOs, the tempo of the game, just a lot of things that happened in Canada that have trickle-down effect to the American football. So I think I'm coming along. I don't feel like I'm there just yet. I think training camp will be a big plus for me and a big test, but constantly working at it, constantly getting better. So hopefully I'll be up to snuff by the time we kick this thing off.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Mathieu Gagné. Please state your media. Your line's open.
Bonjour, Mathieu Gagné, Agence QMI. The question is going to be for Cavis Reed. The draft is just a couple of days away. Have you identified some needs or some holes that you really want to fill in the draft?
Yeah, you know, as we look at our roster, strategically we are looking now and for the future. We always want to address the offensive line. We always want to take a look at the depth we have at the receiving core, but we've factored in our age and where contracts are, and start to look at positions that we need to fulfill there. Our linebacking core will be a priority as well as we look to get better in our special teams core. Always looking to improve that area of the team because it's such a vitally important part and one where we've had some recent struggles.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Joy Alfieri from TSN 690 Radio. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Good afternoon to you both. My question is for Kavis. Kavis, I know you mentioned that you're open to trading the first overall pick, but just wondering how much dialogue has there been? I mean, how much interest is there around the league? And what are the conversations? I mean, not what the conversations have been like, but how much has the conversation centered around that pick? And also what happened with the way the NFL draft shook out? I mean, how much does that affect the way you guys prepared for the draft on Thursday?
Yeah, there's always dialogue back and forth between teams, and we have had some inquiries about the pick. One of the things that we've been very diligent about doing is making certain we understand exactly where we're willing to move to if we were to move the pick. Coach Sherman and I had an opportunity to speak with the coaches last night individually to make certain that we're on the same page, that if we were to move the pick, what's their comfort? And again, this morning we had a collective conversation, so that's a big part of it. Are we comfortable with moving? And we won't move just to move. Secondarily, when it comes to that pick, we want to make certain that we're mindful that we want that person to be a contributor at some point this season. So we're not just going to move back for the sake of moving back.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Bruno Montpetit from RDS. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Mike, when you got hired, and one thing you didn't mention is that you want to bring back the Alouettes for a winning record and a winning franchise. How do you see the mentality, and what do you think still left to be to change? Maybe, you know, the last few seasons end up losing and to start over again.
Well, my philosophy has and always will be in this job to get better every single day. And I'm hopeful that our fans will recognize that when they come to practice, when they come to the preseason, and then they come to games, they're saying this team is getting better. This team is making a move. This team is becoming the type of team that we want to watch every single week during the season. So ultimately, that's my goal, just to get better every single day. And if we, and I was talking to somebody about this last, oh, it was Kavis. I was talking to Kavis about this last night. You know, if you focus on the players and you focus on the people you put in that locker room, the character of the men in that locker room, and that's the focus, then the end results, if we have talent and character and develop their skill, we'll be a winning football team, a championship football team at some point. But if you focus just on the Grey Cup trophy and not on the people who are going to get you there, the character of those men, the talent of those men, the skill of those men, then we're going to miss the mark. So I think we're making progress. It's very odd for me not to be around our team a little bit more than because everybody's spread out so much. But I just can't wait to get to that first meeting, get to that first week of practice, and get to know these guys even more. I make contact with them twice a week through email, talking about the season, talking about the things that are important for us to make the next step a big step for us. And they seem to be fairly responsive to that. And we'll see when they show up on the 18th and we come together as a team for the first time. I can't wait for that moment.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Herb Zerkowski from the Montreal Gazette. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hope you're well. We all know that you had a pretty decent quarterback when you were in Green Bay. How do you feel about the fact that you're coming into a situation now where you really don't know who the starting quarterback is? You really don't know if you have a legitimate starting quarterback. As you've said, you're going to find out at training camp whether you have a guy or not. How do you feel about that, and do you think a team can win you know, without depth and experience at the most important position?
Well, I don't think depth and experience is as important as talent. I think talent is the most important thing, and to be able to bring that talent out and get the experience that they're going to get throughout the preseason practices and the regular season. Would we prefer to have a returning starter who's a star player that can, we expect to play every game? Absolutely. But I do think from watching them down in Florida at the mini camp, we're going to have a very competitive camp. I think we're going to have to make a decision fairly early in order to get that player who's going to be our starter, the reps he needs to get ready for the season. But it's not just about the quarterback. It's about, did we fix our defense? Did we help our special teams? I mean, we lost games a lot of ways last year. And I'm hopeful and confident that we've plugged some holes, particularly on the defensive side, special team side, and offensively, the offense has to do their job as well. But I don't think all the pressure is on the quarterback. I think it's on all of us to play the best ball we can play, to coach the best ball we can coach. And I'm excited to work with the guys that we have. We probably have too many numbers right now because in order to get a guy ready, he's going to get the reps. And so in the course of the first week, maybe after the first 10 days, I'm going to have to make a decision on who it's going to be. And you know, we won't look back on that one until we get into the games and see how he performs. But I'm excited to work with this quarterback. It's not a whole lot different. We had two veteran quarterbacks when I was at Miami, and we drafted a young quarterback and got him ready to be the starter, and even though he had no experience whatsoever. So I feel confident that we can get to that point, and that's certainly what we're going to work towards.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Rick Moffitt from TSN 690 Radio. Please go ahead.
Thank you. A question I'd like both your views on, Kavis and Coach Sherman. When you talk about the talents at quarterback, a lot of that is also about leadership and intangibles. And I just wonder if any of your quarterback candidates and prospects have jumped out at you in that regard. And Coach Sherman, have you talked in depth with those men about their leadership role?
I agree 100% that being a quarterback, if you look across the board, and we've studied all the quarterbacks in the CFL, most of those guys did not come from big-time programs. They happen to be maybe lower Division I, Division II, some Division III players that just exhibit great qualities as leaders. And obviously, they have to be able to throw the ball off. Obviously, they have to be able to manage the game. But if you look across the board at most of the CFL teams who have had great success, they have guys who have demonstrated tremendous leadership. And there's some good quarterbacks in the CFL, guys that possibly could play in the NFL if they were an inch or two taller, but they're not. So they're playing here, and they're playing very well. So I agree wholeheartedly that the quality of the quarterback is not just in his arm strength and his foot speed, but also what he brings to the table to the rest of the team. Do the players believe in him? I'm not at the point right now to say that any one of them is ahead of the other. I want to see them all in action. I want to see how they interact with the other teammates, and I'll know more after the first 10 days of practice.
To follow up on that, I had the honor of being in the locker room with Mike Riley, Matt Nichols, Jeremiah Mazzoli, all who are starters now in the league, and they were in the locker room at the same time when we went through the same process. And Coach Sherman hit it right on the head. There's certain characteristics that a quarterback has to have. They have to have that CEO mentality. When they walk into the huddle, do they command the respect of their peers in that huddle? Do they have unwavering confidence? And the guys, the young guys that we have here, we see a lot of those redeeming qualities in those guys. It's very ironic that people always say establish the next franchise quarterback, and yet we always talk about their experience. The model is, as Coach Sherman said, to make certain that you build everything around that quarterback, because you can have an experienced, high-paid quarterback that is very good but nothing else around him. The Montreal Alouettes are endeavoring to find the next franchise quarterback, and in order to do that, we're going to have to make certain that this time and space is allowed and everything else around him will allow him to be successful, and we feel we have the coaching and the players around him to hopefully find that next guy.
And I think the pressure, excuse me, but I think the pressure is on the coaches, on us, to develop these quarterbacks. I mean, there's talent enough. We have to know that we trust them, believe in them, and we'll work with them and bring them to the level that they need to get to. So a lot of the great quarterbacks in the league were in the same shoes our quarterbacks are in right now, and then they found a way. And so our quarterbacks have to find a way themselves to, if they want to be that guy, and I'm confident one of them will.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Jean Saint-Ange from Azu Canada. Please go ahead.
The question is for Kavis. Kavis, where do you think your team has improved the most during winter?
I'm sorry for the interruption. Unfortunately, the line disconnected.
Okay, well, we'll wait. I'm going to contact Charles to see if they're calling in back. Please hold, everyone. Thank you.
That was an easy question.
Hit a wrong button. They're on the calling back end. It shouldn't be too long. Problème de piton, tout le monde. Ça sera pas très long. Ils sont en attente pour revenir à notre téléconférence. Merci de votre patience.
Folding. The line is connected back.
Charles, Gavis, you hear us?
Yep.
Excellent. Jean, you want to ask your question again?
Yes, sir. The question is for Gavis. Where do you think your team has improved the most during winter?
I really feel that this is the right answer, that our coaches are doing a tremendous job of identifying where we were falling short. And when we got together in Florida, we were able to really forensically look at our football team. And we saw that we needed more depth to be able to sustain injuries. So a concerted effort was made to go out and provide ourselves with quality depth in all positions national. We really feel strongly that our secondary that really needed a lot of work. We were conceding a lot of long drives. We were giving up a lot of big plays. And going out and acquiring the names like Tommy Campbell, Joe Burnett, Mitch White, and gives us an opportunity to have guys that have been on championship caliber teams and know the CFL and played at a very high level. So the secondary will be named, but I have to credit our coaches for the forensic work that they've done to identify a lot of the weaknesses that we've had.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Eric Leblanc from RDS.ca. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Coach Sherman, could you give us an idea of the work that you've been doing over the last few weeks to get more familiar to the Canadian football?
I'm sorry, I missed that question. One more time, please.
Could you just give us an idea of the work that you've been doing over the last few weeks to get more familiar to the Canadian football?
Well, I think the best way to get ready and familiar with Canadian football is to watch it and study it, as I have and will continue to do. I'm very confident that we're where we need to be from a coaching standpoint. Our playbooks have done, our practice schedules and format is done. We've done our evaluations of the draft and our current team. I think we know them pretty well. I'll know them better once I'm around them more. I feel like I'm missing something because I'm not around them enough. We have revamped the locker room, locker assignments to make sure that we have good camaraderie and culture in our locker room. I've talked to coaches about the expectations that they need to have and that I need to have of them. I've imparted my philosophy. I try to write two letters a week for the last sometimes three letters a week. I'm about 15 of them, I guess, to our players. What is our philosophy? What do we want to accomplish? What's important here? What are our core values? How do we practice? So imparting that type of information to our players, people that I have not totally seen every one of them, I think is important, and hopefully they've read those. Started working on our game plans, basically our two preseason games and then our three games against Ottawa, Calgary, and Edmonton, trying to get ahead of the game on that. So we've been fairly busy as coaches. Our coaches have conference called a lot with our players and had meetings online with them and talking to them. So I feel like we're where we need to be. I always feel like I'm behind, but I feel like right now, if we keep moving forward in the right direction, then we'll be in great shape.
Thank you, merci. I would like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Poulin.
Merci, Patrick. So we've got a little time. We're going to do the last call for a question. We've got three others lined up, Dan, Miguel, and Frédéric. So last call for questions. Dernier appel pour des questions. Patrick, if you want to remind everybody on how to register for questions. Thank you.
Certainly. As a reminder, you may press star 1 if you have a question. De nouveau, vous pouvez appuyer sur étoile 1 si vous avez une question. The next question is from Dan Rawl from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Kavis, I wonder if I could put two names to you for a brief scouting report, and then finally if both of those are potential first overall picks. They are Trey Rutherford and Mark Chapman.
Those two individuals have had stellar collegiate careers, and we have watched them very closely, like most of the prospects, and I think they've awarded themselves the opportunity to be in the conversation. Them and three others have been highly vetted. We've spoken to the agents, and we'll see where it goes from there. But, yes, they are in the conversation along with three others for the first overall.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Miguel Bujold from La Presse. Please go ahead.
Question for Kavis. Obviously, you've made a lot of additions on the defensive side of the ball. With the Zimmer situation, it seems that you have one hole that's left on the unit. Are you actively looking for a defensive tackle, or do you feel you have that player in-house?
Yeah, we're going to be announcing a signing pretty soon for a three technique. We feel very strongly in Mr. Barron from Virginia Tech. He showed he played for the Dallas Cowboys briefly. He showed the skill sets that we really believe translate to this game, much like Mr. Zimmer did. So we're strong in the sense of being able to fulfill the shoes that Mr. Zimmer leaves behind, but we feel very strongly that we have a guy here. But as we always say, it's never the starting guy. It's always the quality depth behind and the competition that we can bring forward. So we'll be adding someone else there as well.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Frédéric Daigle from La Presse Canadienne. Please go ahead.
Yes, again for Coach Sherman. Apart from you know, having high expectations on the quality of play you're going to put, do you have expectations on the kind of record that will translate to, especially after the season the team had last year? Do you feel you have all the elements in place to be already a contender for a playoff spot or for a Grey Cup this year? Or how do you see things, you know, very statistically?
Well, I don't ever get into the prediction part of the game as far as results of games and whatnot. If I was good at that, I'd probably have moved to Vegas and done something down there. But But I can't predict that we're going to get better every day. We're going to coach these players as best we can coach them. I believe in the character of the group that we've assembled, both as a coaching staff and as players. And it's a good blend. It's a good mix. Are we going to win a Grey Cup? Are we going to win a championship or be fighting for a championship? That remains to be seen. My goal is very simple, one step at a time, and we're going to get better every day, making strides to become the team that Montreal deserves to have in its city representing it. And that's about as all I can promise. But we're going to keep getting better every day, and hopefully we'll get to a point where the Montreal fan says, yeah, that's my team. I love the way they play. And if I can get that team this year to be that type of team, regardless of the outcome, I feel good. Obviously, as a competitor, I want to win every single ball game. But coming into this thing new, not knowing exactly all the ins and outs of our football team just yet, without having a pure starting quarterback, we just have to take it one step at a time and get better every day.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Douglas Javin from CBC Montreal. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. The question is just about the process of getting the quarterback in place. Are you going to pick a quarterback and build an offense around that person, or do you build an offense and then find a quarterback that plugs into the system that you've created?
Well, I would say this, that most of the quarterbacks, the feeling I have from most of the quarterbacks that I've seen that are on our roster currently, they kind of fit into what we have planned anyways. But as a coach, I've always felt the offense has to fit the players, not the players, the offense. You certainly want to draft players who share a similar style that you want to coach, but at the same time, it doesn't always work that way, particularly when you're coming in from the outside and you weren't in the position to bring those players on board. But we will adapt our offense to fit the player that we best feel can lead us in the direction we want to go. So I'm not a believer. I've changed offenses based on the quarterbacks I've had numerous times, and I think that's what coaching is all about. We're not going to put a round peg into a square hole. We're going to make it fit. And so the player is who he is. And if there's certain things he cannot do, then we're not very smart making him do those things. So we're going to try to take his strengths and maximize those strengths. And we're going to take his weaknesses and minimize those. And hopefully by doing that, we'll have a very good quarterback in our fold.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation. Please go ahead.
Hey, Davis. I was just wondering how the Justin Zimmer contract situation played out for you from when you initially signed him to releasing him to go to the Falcons.
Yeah, so that was a mistake on our behalf that we will take full blame for. We put a statement in there that should not have been in there. And so the young man had an opportunity to be able to leave. Those things unfortunately happened. I would not call it a clerical mistake. I would call it a mistake that was added in there.
Thank you, merci. There are no further questions. Nous n'avons plus de questions pour le moment. I would like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Poulin.
Merci beaucoup, Patrick. Merci à tous de vous être joints à nous. La série de téléconférences se poursuit demain à 13h avec une édition spéciale sur le repêchage de la LCF en compagnie de Dwayne Ford et de Marshall Ferguson de TSN. Le repêchage a lieu ce jeudi à compter de 20h heure de l'Est. Les premiers tours seront présentés sur TSN et RDS, puis les tours subséquents sur TSN.ca. Thanks, everyone. The CFL Season Preview Teleconference Series continues tomorrow at 1 p.m. with a special CFL Draft Edition with TSN's Dwayne Ford and Marshall Ferguson. You can catch the CFL Draft on TSN and RDS this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you and have a great day. Bonne journée à tous. Au revoir.
Thank you. Merci. The conference has now ended. La conférence est maintenant terminée. Please disconnect your lines at this time. Veuillez s'il vous plaît raccrocher votre ligne. Thank you for your participation. Merci à tous les participants qui se sont joints.